The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right. Word coming yesterday of the passing of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, dying after a long serious illness. We're not sure exactly what. Joining us right now with a look back on Gorbachev's life is ABC News Foreign Desk correspondent Tom Rivers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us. I think that Gorbachev is remembered a lot differently here than perhaps in Russia.
Very much so. And you have to remember, I mean, he was kind of presiding over, you know, the demise of the Soviet Union, embedded corruption, you know, swimming in a sea of debt. It just could not carry on with a command, if you will, economy there. So he did something very, very drastic. Reforms, perestroika, glasnost, openness, transparency, and lifting a hand out to the West, saying, let's try to improve relations. But, of course, the view overseas, very different from the domestic view, who saw him as a person presiding over the downfall of what was the Soviet Union. So, yes, two very different takes, one overseas, one back at home.
What do we know about Gorbachev's life in the years following the Cold War, after that ended, after he stepped out of public life?
Yeah, he kind of did some charity work, developed a think tank. And again, it's hard to emphasize, especially for people who are younger, the impact he had toward the end of the 20th century. He kind of changed forevermore geopolitics in a way that earlier in that century, FDR and, say, Churchill changed the course of events in the world. So, yes, he was an amazing individual, won the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1990, and up until even maybe a couple of years ago, was still writing, still commenting on current events today.
You know, in Russia, if you look at the rise of then young Vladimir Putin, you can really kind of point to Gorbachev in some ways for Vladimir Putin's rise to power, couldn't you?
Oh, very much so. You have to look at the chain of events. You had, as I say, this very, very drastic departure in Gorbachev, embracing, if you will, or at least being open to the West. On the heels of that, after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, you had the elections where Yeltsin came to the fore. And, of course, many around the world, looking back at those years, saw Yeltsin as an individual, as basically a doormat for the West, and the West could do whatever it wanted to do. So in reaction to that, we got a more hard-line individual in Putin. So would there be a Putin if there wasn't a Yeltsin? Probably not. So, yes, you have to look at things in their totality. And, yes, these individuals follow on as a reaction oftentimes to the political take of the person before them.
Certainly without Gorbachev, though, we probably wouldn't have seen the end of the Soviet Union, the end of the Cold War, essentially. I mean, he and Ronald Reagan worked together to essentially end what was known as the Cold War.
At that time, very much so. And, of course, you remember the various summits. I covered the Moscow summit in 88 with Reagan, the Malta summit on the high seas in 89 with Bush Sr. and Gorbachev. And there again, we were discussing the amazing things happening in Eastern Europe at that time, many countries going independent, former members of the Warsaw Pact. So, yes, heady days indeed. And, of course, as I said at the top, something had to be done in the Soviet Union. It could not carry on the way it was. They really ran out of road. So, mindful of that, Gorbachev took it in a very, very different direction. Sad to say, the Cold War that really ended 30 years ago seems to have come back to the fore with the events happening in Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. It all comes full circle. Mikhail Gorbachev, dead at the age of 91. Tom, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.